Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi successfully concludes three-day US visit, including bilateral talks with several leaders, Quad Leaders Summit, UN Summit of the Future, and a meeting with CEOs of prominent US companies. President Draupadi Murmu says audit needs to keep up with technological evolution to perform effectively. Election Commission meets top administrative officers of Jharkhand in Ranchi to review poll preparedness for assembly elections. Karnataka High Court dismisses Chief Minister Siddaramaiah's petition against Governor's sanction for his prosecution in Muda land allotment case. And in tennis, Indo-French pair of Yuki Bhambri and Albano Olivetti take on French duo Sadio Dombia and Fabio Chaboul in men's double summit clash in Chengdu, China. After concluding his successful three-day visit to the U.S., Prime Minister Narendra Modi is now on his way to New Delhi. During a hectic visit, Prime Minister Modi attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed a detailed report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi began his U.S. visit with a meeting with the President of the United States, Joe Biden. In a special gesture, President Biden hosted the meeting at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. The two agreements signed during the meeting include Indo-Pacific Economic Framework Agreement and India-U.S. Drug Policy Framework. In his address at the Quad Leaders Summit, PM Modi said, Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement.
हम किसी के खिलाफ नहीं है. हम सभी एक rules based international order, संप्रभुता और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता के सम्मान और सभी मसलों के शांतिपूर्ण ढंग से हल निकालने के समर्थन करते हैं.
At the cancer moonshot event, PM Modi has said that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance and Quad initiatives. On the sidelines of the summit, PM Modi also held bilateral meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. On the second day of his visit, Prime Minister attended a massive Indian-American community event at NASA Coliseum in Long Island, New York. Regarding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, Prime Minister said that their skills and talents are unmatched. At the event, Prime Minister Modi also gave the Pushp mantra for making India a developed nation.
आपको एक शब्द याद रहेगा पुष्प और मैं पुष्प को डिफाइन करता हूँ P for progressive Bharat, U for unstoppable Bharat, S for spiritual Bharat, H for humanity first को समर्पित Bharat, V for prosperous Bharat, यानी पुष्प.
Later in the day, Prime Minister interacted with tech leader in New York in a roundtable anchored by MIT School of Engineering. The tech roundtable primarily focused on artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and semiconductor technologies. Prime Minister highlighted the economic transformation happening in India, particularly in electronics and IT manufacturing, semiconductors, biotech, and green development. PM invited the tech leaders for investment in India in these sectors.
Biotechnology for economy, employment and environment. In tino chizon ko lekar ke maine bio E3 policy ko bal diya hai. 2030 tak Bharat ki bio economy badhkar $300 billion ki hone ki sambhavna dekhte hain. 2025 tak Bharat mein 10,000 se zyada bio startups ki sambhavna main dekh raha hu.
The roundtable was followed by PM's back-to-back bilateral engagements with Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli, Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Khalid Al-Hamad Al-Sabah and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. On the third and last day of his visit, speaking at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly, PM Modi added that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Mr. Modi also said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not in the battlefield.
जब हम global future की बात कर रहे हैं तो human centric approach सर्वप्रथम होनी चाहिए. Sustainable development को प्राथमिकता देते हुए हमें मानव कल्याण, food, health security ये भी सुनिश्चित करनी होगी.
Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, PM said that global institutions need reforms as reforms are the key to relevance.
Global संस्थाओं में reforms आवश्यक है. Reform is the key to relevance. वैश्विक शांति और सुरक्षा के लिए एक तरफ आतंकवाद जैसा बड़ा खतरा है तो दूसरी तरफ साइबर, मैरिटाइम, स्पेस जैसे अनेक संघर्ष के नए 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 मैदान भी बन रहे हैं. इन सभी विषयों पर मैं जोर देकर कहूंगा कि ग्लोबल एक्शन मस्ट मैच ग्लोबल एम्बिशन.
On the sidelines of UNGA, Prime Minister Modi also held talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine in New York. Prime Minister conveyed that India remains open to provide all support within its means to facilitate a lasting and peaceful solution of the conflict, thus concluding a very intense and successful visit to the United States. From New York, Himani Rana, Akashwani News.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Affairs Advisor Tawhid Hussain on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York today. This marks the first high-level engagement between India and Bangladesh's interim government, led by Muhammad Yunus, after Sheikh Hasina's ouster as Prime Minister last month. The meeting focused on strengthening bilateral ties between the two neighboring countries and addressed mutual interests. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle, AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that audit needs to keep up with technological evolution in order to be able to perform its oversight functions effectively. The president said the mandate of public sector audits has expanded beyond traditional auditing, and it also includes assessing the effectiveness of public welfare schemes and projects, ensuring that they serve all citizens equitably. President Murmu said this after inaugurating the 16th Assembly of the Asian Organization of Supreme Audit Institutions, ASUSAI, in New Delhi today. The president said that timeliness is equally important for effective auditing of public finance. She said the Controller and Auditor General, CAG of India, plays a key role in ensuring transparency and accountability in the country's public finance.
I believe that the office of the CAG has lived up to the expectations of the constitution makers. It follows a strict code of ethical and moral conduct that ensures the highest order of probity in its functioning. What is equally important for effective auditing of public finance is timeliness. If a wrong is pointed out well within time, it can be corrected.
The four-day-long conference will have a series of discussions on the evolving role of supreme audit institutions in fostering transparency and accountability. In Jammu and Kashmir, all arrangements are in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in the second phase of the assembly elections tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The key candidates include former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, PCC UT Chief Tariq Hamid Kara, and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. A total of 3,502 polling stations across all 26 constituencies have been equipped with 100% webcasting facilities, and all minimum assured basic amenities are being provided for the convenience of voters. The third phase of elections covering the remaining 40 assembly segments will be held on the 1st of October. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October. The Chief Election Commissioner, Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, is holding a review meeting with the commissioners of all divisions, zonal IGs, district election officers of all districts, all DIGs and all superintendents of police of the state of Jharkhand. Earlier, the Commission instructed central and state enforcement agencies to ensure an inducement-free elections. The Commission also instructed Chief Electoral Officer of the State, State Police, Nodal Officer and the Nodal Officer of Central Armed Police Forces for its more than peaceful conduct of assembly elections in the state. BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemant Biswa Sarma has accused the Hemant Soren government of making a series of announcements in view of the upcoming assembly elections. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Sarma said if the current government was serious about the common people of the state, Mr. Soren should have taken steps much earlier, not just before the elections.
Khali hamara ek hi baat hai ki aapko chunav ka pehle jo karna hai kariye, lekin achcha se kijiye. Chunav ka chakkar mein galat kuch na ho. Yahi hamara nivedan hai, chunav badhiya se kariye. December ne ya February bhi karwana chahiye to wo bhi karwaiye, hamara koi apatti nahi hai.
The Karnataka High Court has rejected a petition filed by Chief Minister Siddaramaiah challenging the governor's sanction to prosecute him in the Muda land allotment case. The single judge bench of Justice M. Nagaprasanna pronounced that the governor can make an independent decision and that his order to prosecute the Chief Minister does not suffer from non-application of mind. On August 16, Governor Thawarchand Gehlot had sanctioned proceedings against the CM under the Prevention of Corruption Act and the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Siddaramaiah had challenged the order on August 19. The anti-corruption activist T.J. Abharam and Snehamayi Krishna and Pradeep Kumar had sought permission from the governor to begin prosecution, alleging that CM Siddaramaiah's wife Parvati received 14 housing sites from Muda in exchange for a 3.16-acre plot of land that Muda Land Development Agency in Mysuru had acquired in 2021. They alleged that this resulted in a loss of 55.8 crore rupees to the state exchequer. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has reached Tashkent, Uzbekistan to attend the 9th annual meeting of Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB. She will attend the meeting tomorrow. India is the second largest shareholder of the bank. The multilateral discussions will center around a broad spectrum of important global issues relevant to the development agenda. Ms. Sitharaman will also sign the bilateral investment treaty between India and Uzbekistan. In a dramatic escalation of tensions in West Asia, Israeli airstrikes targeting Hezbollah positions across Lebanon have resulted in at least 492 deaths, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. This marks the deadliest day of conflict in the region in almost 20 years. More from our correspondent.
The Israeli military reports striking 1,600 Hezbollah assets, including what they describe as cruise missiles, rockets and explosive warheads. Israeli officials claim these munitions were stored in civilian homes, a tactic that has been long been a point of contention in conflicts involving militant groups. The death toll from Monday strikes alone, nearly 500 people, including dozens of children, represents approximately half of the number of Lebanese casualties from the entire 34-day war between Israel and Hezbollah in 2006. It remains unclear how many of those killed were Hezbollah militants. Residents in targeted area received evacuation warnings through various means, including text messages from Israel and calls from automated numbers. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
In Chengdu Open Tennis, the men's doubles summit clash is underway between Indo-French pair of Yuki Bhambri and Albano Olivetti and French pair Sadia Dombia and Fabien Raboul. The Bhambri-Olivetti pair defeated second-seeded doubles pair of Ivan Dodig and Rafael Matos in the semi-final 6-3-7-6 yesterday. Domestic benchmark indices recovered from their earlier losses to trade in positive territory in the afternoon trade. Meanwhile, Sensex had reached a fresh high at 85,077 and Nifty also reached a peak of 25,984 in early trade today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi successfully concludes three-day U.S. visit, including bilateral talks with several leaders, Quad Leaders Summit, UN Summit of the Future, and a meeting with CEOs of prominent U.S. companies. President Draupadi Murmu says audit needs to keep up with technological evolution to perform effectively. Election Commission meets top administrative officers of Jharkhand in Ranchi to review poll preparedness for assembly elections. Karnataka High Court dismisses Chief Minister Siddaramaiah's petition against governor's sanction for his prosecution in Muda land allotment case. And with that, we end the midday news.